Yo, welcome to Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, world? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina View.
And we have a special guest in the studio with us. Special meaning, not as in like special, as in this person made a special appearance, but as in like education.
That's crazy. I knew he was about to start with some bullshit.
He also came in here saying he had the shit.
Yes.
No, that's not what I said. That is not what I said. I said yesterday I was down bad.
And he was backed up.
Because I was shitting yesterday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stomach Zoe Osama.
Nah, we're not about to give my introduction like that.
Zoe Osama is in studio with us.
You signed that form. We ain't scratching shit.
Welcome to the show, Zoe Osama.
What's the deal, Head?
We appreciate you pulling up on us, even though you canceled on us. Yes, you want to explain what happened?
Y'all just brung the whole show in about what happened. Look, I had a stomach virus. It was bad.
You had a stomach virus.
I think food poisoning.
That motherfucker don't go away in 24 hours either.
That's on my mama.
It's contagious.
So the reason why I wanted to bring that up.
It probably was food poisoning. Domino's, count y'all days.
Okay.
Count y'all motherfucking days.
Unless they sponsor the show, then we love y'all. You know what I mean?
Love Domino's. I love Domino's. Is the best. Yes.
We mean it's the best what?
It's the best pizza place in the world.
Tumby's. But Tumby's in every place that you're not supposed to be in L.A. It's
Domino's
good, though.
Pay a little more.
Yeah.
Okay. shout out for that free promo. But anyway, Zoe Osama is here celebrating with us because you have a lot of things going on, sir.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about a few things, but before we do that, how is Zoe Osama feeling today? Listen.
They got one more time to talk about.
No, I'm just saying this as a reminder. If at any point you feel like.
Go fuck yourself, man.
You can go ahead and get up and go to the facility.
We're just checking on you, black man.
You know how Uber got the $150 cleaning fee if you throw up in the Uber? Like, I don't even know what that fee is. So just, you know, go ahead and handle that.
Got it.
Shout out to the homies.
His guest in here with his phone on.
Shout out to the homie Honcho.
Don't know how to turn his phone off in the interview. That's crazy. Live. That's crazy.
Like he ain't ever been nowhere before.
Man.
But welcome to Effective Immediately. Zoe Osama, the record is out. Stomp just dropped. Mm-hmm. I want to get to that. But you did a joint venture, and I want to get this out the way right now. You did a joint venture, and from what I understand, you following the likes of somebody like Nip Hustle.
Right.
Okay, explain that.
Well, I did a joint venture, like he just said, but it was mostly off the purpose for me to still have freedom and control of when I want to drop and how much I want to drop. And I think as an artist, an underground artist that's coming up, a lot of artists fuck themselves over by signing majors too fast and not having the freedom to be able to put as much music out for somebody to actually like your catalog before you do so because you got one song that's taken off. So who's
the joint venture with?
Empire.
Okay.
So I went ahead and did a joint venture with Empire. I signed my label, The New Cartel / Empire, which I could still own and put out as much music as I want to and put any nigga that I want my homeboys on still. So I think if for me personally, it might not be for everybody, but for me personally, I want to be more of the business side of the music than artist.
Congratulations.
You know, I appreciate that, man. Head, for some reason, I actually believe you when you say congratulations.
I am. That's a real sincere congratulations. First of all, not everybody can get a deal. Second of all, not everybody can get a joint venture.
Right.
That's not a normal thing. Most people sign to a label and then they're at the mercy of the label. They can't drop when they want. They can't do what they want.
And then they on Instagram talking about Illuminati and I can't drop. That's crazy.
People are also not trying to sign other artists. They're not trying to share their opportunities with other people.
And that's crazy you said that, because that's one thing that we be big on. Like, it ain't gonna hurt me to help you, because if you know how to hustle, whether I put you on or not, I know how to still get up and go get my money, regardless of the fact that the case be. But a lot of people know that when they get on, it's probably luck, so they don't want to let nobody else take their spot, because they probably feeling themselves that they're not really what they think they is.
Who was the person who helped you out?
As far as what?
You within this industry, you getting your record deal, you had a hot song for a long time.
Yeah, so me personally, I probably took meetings with a lot of labels. They wasn't offering what I wanted. And then I linked up with Sal, you know, management, and me and Bro just clicked more. He knew it. We had a conversation on what I wanted.
Yeah.
So he built that around what I wanted to do. So I would say, if we gonna say who helped me as far as being like, hey man, take this one, it's the best you're gonna do, it'll be Sal and my lawyer.
Shout out to
Salas too, because Sal is another manager that it's another entity. Sal and Co is a real management company.
Oh bad. So Salas,
But is Salas paying you for this promo?
He been paying me for the promo. Yeah. That was crazy. So like I look, he, look, look, look. So, hey, don't worry about it. I sent an invoice. No, but no, for real. I think that's probably the only person in the industry that I actually trusted to even work with me, because I was just doing everything by myself and learning as I go.
Right.
And so, fucking up.
I wasn't fucking up that bad, but I was fucking up. I was fucking up.
You was fucking up?
I fucked up.
Okay, so when you decided to do the joint venture, I mean, you say you took a lot of meetings. Why do you feel like, well, first of all, how did you even end up connecting with Empire? Is that
Nima hit me directly.
Oh, okay.
So Nima hit me, and he was like, hit me in my DM, and I'm like, I was ignorant to the fact on who Nima was. So I'm like, this shit fake. You feel me? But I'm like, Gazi is the one that Empire, but me not knowing who it was.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Nima.
You know, right. Shout out to Nima. He's a real good dude. So I realized it was right. So then Gazi hit me up. And I'm like, I just talked to some dude named Nima for Empire. He was like, oh, yeah, it's real. And then they flew me out, me and Sal, got on the plane. And we went out there and we sat down. Then we thought about it. And then they sent the paperwork over. The lawyers just compared and contrasted from all the deals that I had on the table. And my lawyer told me this would probably be an A-minus deal compared to every other deal that you would ever see.
Damn.
So he was like, he couldn't do nothing. He didn't have nothing bad to say about the deal, mm-hmm. except, you know, certain negotiating points. But otherwise, other than that, they told me that's probably be the best deal that anybody out the West Coast is going to get, period.
What was the craziest ask that you got from another label?
What's the word? Impetuity?
That's
perpetuity.
In perpetuity.
In perpetuity.
Yeah.
I got an offer from, I ain't going to say the labels, but probably every label that I had that word in my contract.
Yeah.
But I knew what that word was from my homeboy. He told me, you know, his dad is a lawyer. So he told me if that's ever in your contract, red flag immediately. So the craziest deal, I'm not going to say who, it was like a crackhead deal. They offered me $10,000. they offered me $10,000. It went from 10 to 20 for them to sign me, take Underrated, and do what they had to do. And they give me a $20,000 advance. And the dude told me, let's be serious. We want to make sure you recoup. I like, bro, I'm making 10 times that a month off this one song alone. So why would I give you my number one song and you give me a $10,000 advance and own all my shit? That was the craziest shit I ever heard in my life.
When you got that, did you laugh or were you upset?
No, actually, I'm going to keep 100. That was when I first was starting, so I didn't know if it was a good or a bad thing.
Oh, you wasn't sure.
I wasn't sure. Then, you know, like, I'm like, okay, other deals starting to slow down on the table. I didn't already sat with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they giving me something, kind of what I'm asking for, but them to take possession of the number one song that's making sure I don't got to pay bills every month, worry about no bills every month, it just didn't make sense to me. So, but I didn't know if that was a good thing or not. Until I started getting more knowledge about the rap game. So I considered it. It was like one of my first offers. I considered it like, you know, I'll take that and still make money. But nah, overall, it wasn't really for me.
Where are you at in your life at this point when you're offered this $10,000?
Shit, I needed that. Mm-hmm. But like, it's like I was making money from Underrated, but it was just so much. It was just the starting point of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, oh, damn, I made $3,500 this month off it. And then the 35 turned to 10, 10 started turning to 40, 40 turning to 80.
I don't got to steal out of Target no more.
Like that's crazy because I steal but never steal from Target. That's crazy. What we just do before?
How much you pass for, King?
Goodfella t-shirt. I pass for a Goodfella t-shirt every time.
So at this point in your life, you still stealing from Target?
Man, I'm leaving here with something. I'm around the way, what? And I'm leaving here with something.
That's crazy. Okay, so Underrated. When did you know Underrated was, like, the record? Like, when did you know it was the monster that it became? When did you know immediately? Did you, once you put it out, like, when did you know?
I knew that it was going to be something when I put a clip of it out. And it started going crazy on Instagram, but I dropped it. But even once it started going crazy, I was just never really around. I was out the way. Yeah. So one time I was in Escondido, and I was like about to come back to the city. I don't know how I ended up in Escondido, but I was in Escondido, and I stopped at this little shopping mall. Like, it was something, and it was a white dude in a big-ass white truck slapping Underrated with a surfboard on top of his shit. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm up there now. They got, I said, yeah, we got the Caucasians loving me. It's good. So, but at that moment, I was like, damn, like, I think we might have something. So from there, I think, yeah, I was in Escondido, somewhere far from L.A., you know, in the place where most people would know me because that's where I'm from. So when I started seeing my record play in places like Utah and other places where I'm not from, and then, you know, the majority is not black or Hispanic, I think at that moment I thought we probably could do something.
Do you think that now when the song took off, yo, I ain't gonna lie, nobody markets and promotes themselves on Instagram better than Zoe Osama.
Man, oh God.
Almost in excess.
Right.
It's almost, you know how like if you get a burrito, mm-hmm. and sometimes you can't roll that motherfucker up because it'd be too much shit in there.
Yeah.
That's how your promo be.
You want to know why?
Like take a little bit out the burrito, right. And it's still fire.
Right.
That motherfucker gonna break.
Hey, but you know, look, I look at it like this. I wanted to get to the point because how me trying to get into the music game is more so did nobody want us at their table. So now it made me to the point that every time y'all open y'all motherfucking phone, y'all gonna still see me. Even when you got me blocked, I'm gonna pop up on your shit somewhere to make you turn your phone off. Mm-hmm. And that's how I look at marketing and strategy to stay everywhere, like to the point that your brain will realize it before you even, you know, or your eyes actually see it. So like you would hear something like, that's that nigga Zo. I'm tired of hearing this nigga voice. So, you know, I just try to stay in front of everybody to the point that you hate it, that you start to like it.
I feel you.
It almost seems as though, too, that you had an advantage during that time because Underrated came out March 2022.
Yeah.
And we didn't have no hit.
At all.
We didn't have no hits. Yeah,
wasn't nothing going.
Outside had just came, you know, back open. And you heard Underrated when Outside was open, you heard Underrated at every day party, every function and stuff that was going on.
Man, that shit was crazy when.
What was that studio session like when you made it?
So.
Clear that shit up.
See, she just don't give a fuck. She don't give one motherfucker.
Hey, got two waters, bro.
Hey, look, man.
That one ain't even open. That's crazy.
Look, this is the one on my neck. Hey,
you know what? You know what you got to do? You got to stop eating dairy. That's that dairy all in there.
That's that stomach virus.
Hey, I just tried to tell me that bullshit yesterday. I said, you sound dumb, nigga. Ain't nothing wrong with dairy. But you might be
it's
right.
True.
No, but so look, the session with Underrated is crazy because I record myself at my home studio. So like all my music, for the most part, I record. Mm-hmm. So I left with my boys, Honcho, Slim, and Sleep. I left from, you know, kicking it with them like at 3:00 in the morning and drove home. And I had this beat from Zeke, the one that produces Zeke Beats. He produced the beat. I had the beat for like 2 months and I just knew the beat was hard, but I had nothing for it. So I came in the house drunk. It turned all the lights off. It turned that shit up mass capacity. It was like, I'm by myself. Who was us? And I just, but I was drunk. So I made the song, fell asleep on it. Like I just did the hook in the first verse, fell asleep on it. I posted it on Instagram and it started going crazy. So I finished it and then I put it out. And it immediately started going. And I was like, okay.
At that point, was that the best song in your catalog?
I mean, if you're looking at the numbers and you asking people that listen to me, they'll say so. But me personally, hell no. I was literally drunk as hell playing with that song. And then it was hitting like, when I was drunk, I'm like, this motherfucker's smacking. But I was too drunk to finish it and I went to sleep. Mm-hmm. And then I guess that's what make people like it at that moment, because when they in the club drunk or whatever, they feel like, you know, that's the type of music that they want to hear. So if you're asking me, is it the best in catalog by money? And on paper, yeah. But
quality wise.
No, definitely not. That's not the best quality song I think I have.
No, but at that point.
At that point, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it took me like 2 days to try to mix that motherfucker. I was cleaning everything up on I mixed that whole song myself and I didn't know how to mix. I would just what sounded good to me, and then the speakers is what I went with.
What made you call the song Underrated? Because you damn near only say the Underrated one time.
Because that's how motherfuckers was making me feel. That's why I said in the beginning, like, bitch, I'm underrated. Do you feel me?
What are you actually saying on the hook? Because I don't know the words.
Damn, I gotta rap it myself. What's that? Hold on.
It says, bitch, I'm underrated.
Hey, switch, Leno.
That's not a hook.
It said, tutored up, little bitch booted up by myself. Who was us? That's not how it go. How it go, cuz? I forgot. That's my hit song.
You want a teleprompter?
And we not saving sluts. Give her dick, give her nut, give her semen, drink it up. And when I'm done, clean it up. It was really vulgar.
That's what you're saying on the hook.
Yes.
So break that down.
Okay.
What
well,
do you mean by toot it up, little bitch, pop a pill, little bitch, is just us? Semen, sip it up.
Hey, you give her semen, she drink it up. And when I'm done, clean it up. Give me a towel, a warm towel. I'm out of here.
Okay.
I'm out of here.
Boom. Gone.
Hey, you know what's interesting about that? I try to explain that to women, and I won't get off of this, but I try to explain that to women. It's something that go off in our brain as soon as we finish. It's like, oh, I got to get the fuck out of here. I don't know what that is.
Post-nut clarity?
That's a real thing.
Post-nut clarity is wild.
It's a real thing, though. Like,
post-nut clarity.
Because you know how, like,
God, everything get clearer after you finish.
Immediately, I'm like,
I gotta go.
What am I doing
something
here?
Not right. Yeah. I gotta go. Yeah. Something's not right.
It's over with.
That's real.
Hey, that's facts.
Okay, let's go to underrated remix.
Mm-hmm.
Money Sign Sway.
Yeah.
Big Snoop Dogg, E-40.
Yeah.
That was a big look for you. I think that was a big moment for you. I say it like that because it kind of looked like when I first heard the remix. Obviously, I heard it before everybody, but when I first heard it, I'm like, oh, I know what this is. It kind of looked like California's rallying around Zoe Osama.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Was that the intention behind that, or it was random that you got this person and that person? Did you already have a relationship with Sway?
So look. Personally, no, not like a because he was from a side of town that wasn't cool with the side of town that I was from once upon a time ago, and that situation just ended a few years ago. So you feel me? So it made sense. He tapped in with me, and he was like, "Man, I've been listening to this song, and I can't get the shit out of my head. It's in the open." So I sent the open to him.
So he texted you or he DM'd you?
He DM'd me.
Wow.
So he hit me like, he like, man.
I just want to clarify this because it's important and people who don't understand LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all already have communication before he DM'd you about the song?
Nah.
Y'all can't communicate due to politics.
Yeah, like, and it wasn't even, like, I used to listen to him like, damn, this Mexican hard as fuck. He sound like Kodak, like, you know, like this nigga hard, though. But I'm listening to it. Like, he's sliding on every beat. Like, he sound like a Hispanic. He sound like who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how when you see Hispanics probably sound like they black or a black dude trying to sound like something. The nigga sound like a Mexican rapping on the beat, like he's sliding.
Yeah,
I'm like this nigga sliding. So I always fuck with his music, but just, you know, the side of towns, it was like I fuck them niggas, they doing their thing, you know. And then he hit me up, and I'm like,
so he was the first one to reach out to you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we gonna keep it just like that. Like, definitely, he was the first one to reach out to me to get on the song. We had a different rapper that reached out, but it didn't fall through like how it was supposed to. It should have went through. It probably would have been bigger for the city, actually.
Gotcha.
Can we guess?
I mean, you can ask, but I ain't gonna say it.
If you ain't gonna say it, I ain't gonna ask.
You know, but, you know, I think it would have been as much as the uni thing as Sway was.
Okay.
You feel me? So it was opposite sides.
So when you got the DM from Sway, did it surprise you? Like, oh shit, he reaching out.
At that point, we just
started getting along a couple years ago. Or?
Yeah, it was like okay. It was like, you know, it was something that I feel like I would have reached out, he would have replied to, because it was already, you know, solidifying and the song was already going up. So nothing was really a surprise. It was just more of like, that shit makes sense to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, that really makes sense to do it. And that's what I was pushing at that time anyways. So it really was, you know, what it was. And he was the first person to get on it. We had that. It was supposed to just be me and him.
Oh, and you and Sway.
Yeah, and then we were supposed to shoot the video. The nigga ended up going to jail.
Yeah.
He bailed back out. And when he bailed back out, we were supposed to shoot the video. And before we could shoot the video, he went back to jail and he didn't make it home. Long live Sway. So he was never actually able to be on the video.
Yeah.
So it was really important to me to keep him on the song.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
You know, because then Snoop Dogg got on it. Then 40 got on it. And it was like kind of like, we don't need Sway no more. But nah, make sure that Sway stay, because I think that would be big to have blacks and Hispanics on a big song that's going for the West Coast. So I had to make sure, you know, he stayed on it. And I actually just wanted him to see that he had a song with E-40 and Snoop Dogg. I know that would have fucked him up.
Right.
You know, like, you feel me? But he was never able to see who ended up on the song.
Was that one of the last features he did?
For me? No, me and him got a few other songs.
Okay.
So we got underrated remix. We got the song called Move Fast with Swifty Blue and him and me. And we got another song that's coming out. It should be on his Deluxe project. I don't know if his team gonna put it on this one, his next album, or whatever they got going on, you know, with his catalog.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a few songs that me and him got.
Okay.
It's just that
that's dope.
Circumstances, you know, circumstances before, you know.
No, I think that's a good look, and I think it's important to acknowledge that, because whenever somebody, people only acknowledge the bullshit.
Right.
They never acknowledge oh, that's solid. Like,
right.
Even being that y'all was from two separate hoods that were,
and you know, he wasn't technically from the hood, but the city, Huntington Park.
Facts.
You know, we all know
it's
how
the same.
That,
it's still it's politics. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Especially with my area in Huntington Park, it was a green light. Like yeah. we can, you know how it go. But you know, good. Thank God, all that shit over with. You know, mm-hmm. I think it was better that all that shit ended anyways. To keep going.
I think it's dope, bro. Mm-hmm. Now, fast forward, like that was so. I want to touch on this too. The project that you have coming out mm-hmm. was the project that you wanted to drop before?
The project that I had coming out right now was the project that was supposed to drop last year, but it wasn't the same name. It was originally called Underrated Volume 2.
Okay.
So we was riding off the name because it was still hot. But I think timing and everything in the universe just goes the way it's supposed to go. Mm-hmm. So we went in to turn the album in. Me and Salas, we flew out to Empire. We turned the album in. Everybody was excited. The whole office was there. You know, my numbers and everything on the board was booming. And we played it. Everybody fucked the album. But when it came time to do the business part on the album, we had too many interpolations and samples. That shit would have cost more than it would have cost.
Yeah.
So we had to reconstruct the whole album. And I was going through a point like, man, fuck this album. I don't even want to do this shit no more. So I just started doing street shit. I started, you see, like, nah, Sal will tell you, like, I told him, like, man, I don't even feel like, I'm not even into it no more. Like, at this point, we just trashed the whole album mm-hmm. and had to redo the whole album. So it took us a year. Plus, I wanted to learn the game on how certain shit go, how shit was broken down, where the money come from, where the streams come from, how it is working with a label. I was just overwhelmed with the fact that I just wasn't focused on the music no more.
Mm-hmm.
I had money in my pocket. When nobody hungry, I was outside doing nigga shit and, you know, doing shows. So it was, the album was on back burner until this year. And, you know, so I guess it all worked out because it's a summertime album. I make summertime music.
Speaking of doing nigga shit.
Man, here we go.
Okay. I mean, you know, I'm good for texting you when you be on bullshit on Instagram.
Yeah.
How we getting to that part?
Because
I'm ready to fuck you up. We on that part. Because I have one more journalist question.
Go ahead.
Before we, okay.
Go ahead.
Originally, just back on Underrated, the remix. Mm-hmm. Who were your ideal artists for the remix? Because that's not who I pictured on the remix.
Okay, so who are, like, type of motherfuckers that I wanted on the album?
Yeah, no, for the remix. If you was able to just, like, when you just at home, you just still regular Zo Osama, you don't got no motion, you don't got nothing, but you got a song that's viral.
Right.
In your mind, I'm I got to do the remix. I need blah, 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 blah. Who was your all-star lineup?
Kodak.
Okay.
Kodak Black?
I just heard Kodak on it for some reason. I guess because, you know, that zooted up shit, like, you know how they be out there zooted up and shit. It seemed like that... It seemed like, you know, that's who I had. I was thinking outside of the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't thinking West Coast, you know. But I always wanted Snoop on it. I wanted Snoop on it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got Snoop, I'm like, can't be too hard to get 40 on it.
Yeah.
You know, so it made sense after I got Snoop vocals on it to send it to 40. Like, look, I got Snoop on it. What we doing?
Okay.
And Mr. Fab, shout out Mr. Fab. He set that up for me. He got me and E-40 on the phone. E-40 was already fucking with the song, but he didn't know whose song it was.
Mm-hmm.
He got us on the phone, and I sent it over. He got it back to me when he got it back to me. It would have been out faster, but 40 was doing what 40 do. So,
yeah.
What's your relationship with Mr. Fat?
Oh, that's my boy. We chop it up and still. When I go out there, when I did shows out there, I stop at the store. He makes sure I'm good. Let me know. Leave your windows down. They will steal your shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, they...
Oh, yeah, they bipping out there.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody bipped in front of his shop when we was there. I'm like, damn.
Damn.
Like, but you know, you would think you could see it. We looked up like, oh, they...
Nah, that'd be fat.
They take the whole car?
No. They break your window and scratch whatever in your car.
Oh.
So don't leave shit in your car. It's some niggas that got rich off of bipping. You know, like, say you a nigga, you just got a bag with $100,000 in it. Like, let me run in the store real quick, snatch your whole wop. It's gone. Now you crying. That gotta hurt.
Yeah, see, I'm from the hood for real. My car look like a rental.
In the window, and it's not tinted.
Nope.
My shit's tinted.
I'm running around Fishbowl.
That's crazy. Fishbowl in LA is crazy. I tint my windshield.
Uh-huh.
You can't see shit. I look like the president driving
you
every
can
car.
See
I
every,
get.
It don't even
Stop
look
it.
Like I own my car.
Stop
you can
it.
See everything.
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
I can't
do that. Because look, somebody and Honcho was with me. If I'm lying right now, I swear to God, somebody got up on me between my tent and seen me in the car through my tent. It was like they stopped the car, like, so that shit. I'm like, never. I'm like,
I gotta be
like,
low.
Hold on, like,
I definitely ran up on before. I almost got robbed in traffic.
See
before.
That? See, man, everybody know Eugenia. You better tint that motherfucking car. What's wrong with her?
No, no. Let's get into the bullshit now.
No, no, fuck that.
Let's tear this nigga up.
No, oh, here we go.
I'm kidding.
Here we go. No, okay. No, come on, go.
So, I'm always. Shout out to you for following directions. I want to give you a props first
okay,
and foremost.
Bad, bad, bad,
you know what I'm saying? We had that whole dialogue about the car and all that. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you for making a responsible decision.
Because mm-hmm.
Can I talk about the where you was at today when I talked to you?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell the world. All man.
Right. So Zoe Sama was literally, he said, hey, big bro, hey, what was you telling me about how to buy a car? Because I'm at the Audi dealership right now. I'm finna buy this shit cash. I said, what?
Oh, my mama, I had the whole car cash. I wanted to be on some 56 shit bad and throw it back
like,
and leave.
I said, what? He said, yeah, I'm finna buy it cash, but I needed to make sure what you was telling me about how to finance and do all the credit. I said, bro, leave the dealership. He was like, what?
That's not what I called you for.
That's not what I just called you for.
I said, bro, do not buy a car cash. That's irresponsible. Do not. He's like, but I got the money, though. That's not the point.
That shit was crazy.
So fast forward, he got his business. He got his business credit, everything set up the right way. He got his credit going. Like, I want to say, before we get into the bullshit, I want to congratulate you.
I appreciate you, because I was about to fuck up.
I know.
I was about to fuck up. Now I understand this shit. I was like, oh, I was on some bullshit.
You was on bullshit.
That was dumb.
Okay.
What was you gonna buy?
A Panamera.
Okay.
But that motherfucker.
And how much was it?
Listen.
That was the stupidest shit. That shit was like $90,000 or something. That shit was crazy.
It was dumb.
And I was still going to probably have to owe a 20 piece on it.
That was dumb. So, you still do nigga shit on the internet.
Oh, man.
You still posting the money. You still posting the money.
It's rapper shit.
It's not rapper shit. It's nigga shit.
Nigga rapper shit?
Because I never seen Eminem do it.
He's not a nigga rapper.
I said this nigga shit.
Nigga rapper.
Jack Harlow don't do it.
You're naming all white people.
Not a nigga. Like on my mama. Not a nigga.
Don't tell me Machine Gun Kelly.
I mean, they are okay. Niggas, but they not a nigga.
Would you agree? Okay, what about Doja Cat?
She kind of a nigga.
She do nigga shit.
She do nigga shit. No, she do white people shit.
Okay.
She do white nigga shit.
She do white nigga shit. White nigga shit. White nigga shit. Damn, Doja. I like Doja, though, but she crazy as hell.
Okay. But my point is, you still doing this stuff online.
Not that much.
You still doing it.
But
though.
See, now.
You know what you just said? That's like you and Gina together. You like, look, I don't cheat on you that much.
That's a step. It's a baby step. Baby step.
It don't work like that.
Paris wasn't built overnight.
It's Rome, nigga.
It wasn't built overnight.
Paris too, huh?
The shit still wasn't built overnight. That's, oh my God. All right, so, that's crazy. That was wild.
I just wanted to say that, but go ahead, G.
Hey, now when I do that, the bullshit head don't even say nothing. He go on my inbox and just be like, thumbs down. I mean, like, and I delete that shit. I'm like, all right, God damn it, head. Let me live a little bit. Let me show niggas we got chili bean over here. He do not
like
that
shit. They don't
shit.
Need to know that.
They don't.
So if you want them to know, you can ride around Fishbowl.
That's crazy.
Got you there.
I mean, I'll ride around Fishbowl if I had a Cybertruck, because you can't get in here.
Yes, you can.
It's bulletproof, ain't it?
It's small arms, bulletproof, yes.
Niggas in L.A. got small arms. They don't got choppers.
The windows
aren't
bulletproof.
This is not down.
The windows
are
not bulletproof. You can still bust it with a spark plug. It's over.
The Cybertruck? Elon, you got some explaining to do, gang. What's going on?
Go ahead, Gina.
That's crazy. I mean, he wouldn't know. He King Tesla over here. His Tesla nice as hell.
Go ahead, Gina.
Has any of the diss tracks that you dropped or beefed with any artists done anything for your career?
I don't do beef tracks. You can't find nothing about me beefing with nobody nowhere online.
Anymore?
Ever. Don't pull it up if you got it, because I feel like you about to go do some crazy shit right now. I ain't want to look over there.
So why you just lie to me?
That's crazy.
Don't lie to black women.
Niggas,
I learned my lesson.
Like, you see a nigga don't want to make eye contact over there. Hey.
She's saying that.
I know 100% what she's saying.
She's
that's
saying
why
going back and forth with people online is not going to benefit you in any way.
But see, that's the thing.
It's not going to benefit you in any way.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. I didn't like not one. I didn't double tap nothing that you dropped.
I know. I hated
that for you.
No, I hated it for me too. Cause yeah, but I was more so on some 50 Cent just making fun and shit. I didn't take it serious.
amplify somebody else, and you
but nobody still don't
you
know
shared
who,
your platform
who,
with them.
Don't nobody still don't know who she is.
We know that that's the person that was beefing with you.
Don't nobody know her.
See.
She gonna don't just take it. Just,
don't nobody know who that little girl is.
So anyway,
next, she told she I'm gonna give her what she asked for. I'm a goddamn.
So
no, look, you're doing worse.
From these sides, that was crazy. That was crazy.
I don't necessarily condone or care about none of that stuff.
No. But all in all, bullshit aside, that shit was never for me, and that was something that I never agreed to, because in reality, it was called a phone call was made to my phone,
okay,
saying, "Hey, y'all should do this and do this," and I politely declined the offer and said, "I don't rap beef. I don't do nothing like that." So, you know, and I hung up the phone. Y'all do y'all, mm-hmm, you know. And after that, nigga, I woke up one day with me dressed up as a girl with a nigga rapping under the Underrated beat. So I let that go, but then the nigga kept on. He was saying certain shit in the songs that politic-wise you don't say because you're not from nowhere.
Yeah.
So it went left. But all in all, it was never
you
nothing
fell
serious.
Into the trap.
It definitely was a trap. And the crazy part about the whole situation, the nigga never met me. I never met him in real life. We never shook hands. He talking like he know me. He don't know nothing about me. Never met me.
That's usually how it goes, though, online. Like, yeah. Usually, I mean, that's why I never really engage with people, because right, it's like, bro, you don't actually know me. You don't have my number. You don't know where I live. So if you don't have my number, don't know where I live, then you don't really have a reason to be mad at me.
Right. That's more the case. I'm like, this is, I didn't think, you know, like how niggas be like, rap beef is fake and niggas really be doing it. I didn't think niggas is really on that type of timing until you realize, oh, niggas is really on that type of timing to do whatever just to get a 10 second of attention.
As you ascend, it's just going to amplify and get bigger and bigger and bigger, mm-hmm, and bigger. And then it just, before you know it, you in a 20-1.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Getting your ass whooped.
Because at that point, nigga was trying to start beef left to right. They were trying to pack me out for a minute.
So. And then you hopped on the Not Like Us beat.
Yeah.
Where do you rank your freestyle against all the other ones that drop?
What do I rank that freestyle at?
Mm-hmm.
I slid on that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what nobody said.
You think you had the best one?
Definitely. On my mama's. I definitely had the biggest, better. Like, I was the first one to do it. Literally, it was when the song came out, 10 minutes later, I had a freestyle up.
What you think?
I slid. I don't think nobody. I think a couple people slid. I think Roddy Rax slid.
Roddy Rax?
That's the Hispanic rapper.
I didn't even listen to his.
He slid. He sounded the closest to Kendrick to me. He slid. Everybody else, I think they were just doing it just to get clicks and views because that was the hottest beat out at the time. When nobody really slider.
Did Mark Lux drop one over that?
Who?
Or did he rap on something else?
Mark Lux?
I'm not familiar.
Mark Lux, he's from out here. His was hard.
I'm gonna tap in when I want Mark
his,
Lux.
Yeah, his was real hard, and I fucked with Rimbles. Rimbles was hard. Everybody else.
I appreciate everybody.
They not like us.
They not. That was crazy. They not like us.
I had a couple more things. Your relationship with Hit-Boy.
That was crazy.
Your relationship with Hit Boy, you and Honcho, obviously working with
right,
Big Hit, and Hit Boy was
them niggas. Big Hit is hilarious.
He's an amazing person.
Very amazing.
Very interesting.
He it's never a dull moment around Big Hit.
It you know what's funny is he'll be showing you love, and it sounds like he tripping on you.
Hey, you know, look, it's funny you said that. Cause look, we you remember this shit? Look, we was at the Novo with them niggas, right? We like the nigga Big Hit, he doing him. He got bottle, you know, he doing him. He living his best life. And so homie was like, yeah, let me hit the bottle, blood. He like, no, blood, you thirsty, and walked away. He never passed the bottle. I'm like, damn. It. You know, I thought, you know, like, cause I say that some shit like that to Honcho and still pass on the bottle.
Yeah.
That nigga walked off.
He really meant his note.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Hey, that nigga Hit, Big Hit probably don't even remember that shit. He was lit, but that shit was funny as fuck.
How did you end up linking up with them?
I had a conversation with him before, but I'm gonna give credit where credit is due. My boy TK, he from Inglewood, and we cool. He hit me up like, man, I can see you doing something with Hit-Boy. I was like, that's crazy, because I reached out and already started the conversation. It just never went nowhere. Mm-hmm. So he got us on the phone. He was like, man, you still going strong, you know, and Big Hit had did a freestyle on Bootleg Kev to my beat. So he was like, you still doing your thing? He was like, pull up to the studio we went the next day with Honcho. Me and Honcho went the next day. Excuse me. And shit, he was playing this beat. Soon we walked in, that was that All That. And as soon as he played it, we started rapping immediately and just made the song in 10 minutes.
Oh, shit.
And then, like, we made, like, a whole album. We made, like, 9 songs that night. Just, but we made that song off the top. And when we made that motherfucker, everybody in the studio was like, yeah, this the one. They were like, so that nigga Hit-Boy was like, oh, y'all, he like, y'all niggas sick. He, that nigga told us, he like, I ain't seen nobody rap off the top of the head like this since I was working with Juice WRLD. Like, cause we was making songs back to back. He like, oh, these niggas really don't write. These niggas, and they saying different shit every time they rap.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then from there he was like, bro, whatever y'all niggas need, you know, embracing Honcho as well. Like, nigga, whatever you need, regardless if you got your career started all the way, he fucked with us. And that's what, like, that was some real shit, you know, because most people only want to fuck with who hot at that moment. For him to, you know, fuck with us, open the studio up with us. Then he started calling us to his shows. He called me or Honcho, like, hey, y'all pull up. So Hit-Boy and Big Hit, them they really solid people. And every time my nigga Big Hit say, what you say, those are my Crip partners right there. that's my nigga right there. I appreciate him.
Yeah. Hit-Boy have one on your album?
Yeah, he got that All That. We put that on the album. But all he just sent me, we did like 8 songs that night. So me and Big Hit got a lot of songs too. That we just, I guess, you know, we just stacking them up, whatever they want to do with them, put some on my own, put some on his, I don't know, whatever. But Hit-Boy just sent me another beat that I just recorded to the song called Jiggas. It's going to be on my next album for sure. But that motherfucker's sick. Like, I think Hit-Boy know what kind of beats to send me.
Yeah.
You know, type shit. Because he'll send you some shit that you got to get lyrical on. I'm like, damn. I'm like, damn. I got to get my Kendrick bag. You feel me? But now he understand, like, he got to send, like, that all that type shit that he send, like, that shit that got that bang to it. You feel me?
Now, Stomp. Like, when, okay. First of all, when I first, the first time y'all played it for me in the studio, I was like, oh, this is one of them ones.
Yeah.
But you got on Instagram Live and leaked the song yourself, damn near.
No, but see,
he be doing anything on Instagram.
He be doing anything.
Man, they blocked me. I ain't been able to go live for a year.
Oh, that's great. Shout out to Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Hey, that's on my mom. That's, hey, what's going on?
Shout out to Meta.
Oh, God, I used to play all my albums on there.
So what happened? How did Stump?
So, look, Decades is Too Short and E-40. Producer, he make a lot of their beats, right? So I did a studio session with Too Short like a year ago, and Too Short sent me all these beats, and he said, "Do these beats. I promise you, if you do these beats, you out of here, right?" So I made this one song to this one beat that I had, and I was gonna put it on the album, and I found Decade information. I'm going to make sure I know Too Short gave it to me, but business wise, you gotta talk to the producer, and he like, "That's crazy, cause Ice Cube just took this beat for his album."
Ooh.
So he hurt my soul. He said, "Don't trip." He said, "Don't trip. I'm gonna send you some beats." He like, "Man, if you'd hit me up a day ago, he just took it today." I said, "That's crazy." I said, "Ice Cube." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Cube?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Ice Cube." He like, "Nigga, yeah." You feel me? So I'm like, "Okay."
You gotta let that one go.
It was nothing I could do. But I said, "I was hurt." Yeah. I said,
"Yeah."
So he was like, "Don't trip. Give me your number. I'm gonna send you some beats." He sent me a pack of beats, and the first beat I heard was the Stump beat, and I went straight in on it. And I sent it to Sal. He was like, "Okay, we got one."
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Because it was like, it's more of a universal song. It's not too vulgar. It's something that kids can play, something that adults can play, Bay Area, L.A., West Coast. So.
How did y'all come up with the concept for the music video?
Blue and Xylo. Blue and Xylo. I'm going to give it all to them.
Yeah, the video.
Blue and Xylo. Look, because me personally, I wanted something like, I wanted, my vision was towards where they was at, but my vision was, I don't know if you remember that song called Stump by Young Buck.
Mm-hmm.
It was, remember that video? Like, mm-hmm. It was like insane, but they brought it to life with the kids and the dancers and the Got Served theme.
Yeah.
So when I got there, it was already a full, I was just the artist.
I don't know why it gave me Yo Mama vibes.
Exactly.
The TV show.
I mean, I said the same thing too. Yeah. What's up? Oh, serve him. No, fuck that. Serve him. Y'all been serving me all day. Get on his ass.
I let him share his fun fact.
No.
Go ahead.
You was on there?
I was on the pilot episode of Yo Mama. I'm on the episode, the reason why the show got on the air.
Why do I feel like, now that you said, you didn't have the hat on, huh?
No, I had a headband on.
Well, I feel like I know
headband
that was so
crazy.
Headband, you think I had a headband?
It was like 2000, bro. Like Fabulous wore headbands.
No, the dude,
that's fab.
The do rag, you gotta forget the do rag with the headband.
No, I didn't do that.
Crazy mix.
Why would he put a do rag on?
You know that's.
That's what Westside niggas did. I don't know what y'all was on.
Nah, he ain't even catch that. That's crazy. That was crazy work. Damn, she just. Damn.
He'll catch it in the edit.
I don't care.
Oh, they fuck me up.
No, I'm just look. I'm about to say he say shit that when I get home, I be like, "Cuz, how they fucked up?" Damn,
yeah. When I get home,
because I be thinking about all night. Like that nigga come up to you and say you and tell you a smart ass insult and spin off.
Salas told me yesterday, I said, I don't want to be a sex symbol all my life. So he said, you don't got that many more years.
Devils!
I mean, where's the lie, though?
Hey, one thing these niggas will do is tell you how they feel that moment in life.
They humble you, okay?
Real quick, I swear to God, they'll humble you.
These niggas worse in the comments.
Look, I sent the nigga Salas song, I thought it was it. That nigga said, it's cool. It's not album material. I didn't even write back to him. I just kept going on my day. Like, that's crazy.
Hey, where do you get your, because you do accept criticism well. Where do you get that from? Is that just from like.
No, my dad. My dad was cold. My dad used to tell me crazy shit.
Like what? Give me something.
You know, like
what's like the worst thing your dad said?
You know, like how you, I had a real black father from the hood that's from Louisiana that came here.
What's the worst thing he probably said to you, remember?
Boy, listen, I probably can't say it online.
Oh, okay.
But that nigga used to tell you some crazy shit that made you be like, damn.
What's
like
something that was crazy but you were able to apply it in your professional life?
Oh, you ain't never going to be shit.
Damn.
You know, shit like that. Like, you know, you ain't gonna do.
That's empowering.
No. Like, you ain't never gonna be shit. You ain't got no car. All you do is run the streets and have these blue rags in your pocket. He used to say shit. But he'd be like, damn, I really ain't got shit because I just asked you for $5 for a blunt.
Damn.
You know, but he'll definitely bring that up. You keep smoking all that tweed. like that is weak.
But then also, like, you know, like I think sports builds that too. Like,
no, yeah, I did sports, but I started game banging more than I was in sports, and then I end up having a kid early. So I was like, shit. You know, it was a situation that happened when I was playing for Hollywood. I played for TAF. No, I ain't gonna lie. I didn't get to play for TAF because I ended up going to jail after the tryouts.
Damn.
It's crazy.
How early did you have your kid?
12th grade, 17, 18.
That's not that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about as far as a nigga that don't got nothing going for himself.
Right.
That's
so
early.
You know,
don't tell them kids that. That's
right.
Oh yeah, you're right.
That's early as hell.
Fucking in high school. That's crazy.
Hey man, let's be real though.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. People was fucking in middle school. Let's talk about it.
We gonna talk about it.
No, yeah, we ain't gonna talk about it. That's crazy. Middle school was cracking. Audubon, Horseman.
I can't relate.
12, 13, 11.
I was 19.
I'll say 8th grade. But then you know how they be having the Hispanics and some of the girls that be pregnant in 7th grade and shit.
What you saying right now?
What I'm saying?
What you saying?
They be getting involved early.
I can't relate to none of y'all talking about right now.
The define they is crazy. People.
No, don't define them.
People be getting involved early.
I can't relate to none of this, so I'm going to opt out. But I was like 19 first time I touched the labia. So
the first time you touch a what?
A labia. You'll get it when you get home.
I know what.
Anyway.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
19 head? So what the fuck was you doing?
I was skateboarding.
So skateboarders
he
don't
was
get pissy?
On your mama.
Well, that, right,
on your mama
anybody that's on that TV show for sure wouldn't get none. That nigga was like, hey.
Anybody that was on your mama was not getting no pussy.
Hey, what the fuck was Nick Cannon name? Hey, what was Nick Cannon name on Love Don't Cost a Thing? Calvin? My nigga was Calvin.
Yeah, so thank you, Zoe Simon, for coming through.
Nah, yeah, he was Calvin. He was Calvin on Love Don't Cost a Thing before he turned into the popular nigga. That was DJ.
Give me the album date.
Can I do that, Sal?
Give me the album
date. All right, I gotta ask, you know, Mr. Suge Knight over there.
Give me the actual album date.
June 28th.
June 28th. Name of the album.
From the East Side with Love.
Okay. That's a play on Dom Kennedy.
Yeah, that's definitely a reference to Dom Kennedy. But, you know, I'm from the East Side, and I actually paid the album for him when we was in the studio with Hit Boy. And he was fucking with it.
Yeah.
And he was like, this shit slap. He was like, you bringing that old school West Coast shit back with a high tempo type. He like, it's different. It's like, it's crazy how you doing it because you making it work. And he was like, a lot of people weren't able to make that shit work. That's why everybody going everywhere with what they doing, because they can't make their roots work. And he was like, you making that shit work.
Did you have the title at that time?
Yeah. I told him the name of the album, and I asked him how he felt about it. He was fucking with it. Okay. Because
the blessing.
Yeah, that's why I kept it. Because if not, it went from Underrated 2 to From the East Side with Love, because it was just a whole different feel of the album. It wasn't even Underrated. And plus, I was tired of Underrated. So it was like, let's move on. Let's get a different stand. So he was fucking with it for sure.
From the East Side with Love, you said June
28th.
June 28th. Okay. Stomp is out right now. Go peep the video. Not because of my cameo, but because the video really got a lot of energy. I like the kids dancing. I like the routines. Like the dance routine thing, you don't see that in videos no more.
At all.
So shout out to Blue for that too.
Mm-hmm. And Zylo.
And shout out to Zylo too. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Nothing else. Thank y'all so much.
She wanted to say some messy.
I know. Go ahead and say it. Hurry up before we got here.
I can save that for Whole Fashions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, make sure you check out Whole Fashions too.
I'm not bringing my phone there. She not going through none of my shit. I've already seen a couple episodes. I'm bringing a burner.
I'm glad you said that, because I will have a backup.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'll bring my phone. I'm going to clean my phone up before I walk.
She's going to have you just log into your Apple ID.
Sound crazy. No, I don't know the password.
I might have the bitches waiting in the room.
Ooh, what bitches? What bitches? I am a child of God. I don't have no bitches.
Hey,
no hoes.
From the East Side with Love is on the way. Zosama, Stomp is out right now. Go get that. Go stream it. Go download it. And the video is fire.
Yeah. Got my nigga Huncho Inky Slim in that video. Got them doing something productive with they self.
Thank you for coming through, Zo. We appreciate you. Stop with the clown shit on the internet.
No, you can't say clown shit. You got to say stop doing the bullshit.
Stop doing the bullshit.
Yeah, we don't do clown shit, right? Nope.
Mm-mm. Okay, all right. Stop with the bullshit on the internet. All right. Zo Sama, it's effective immediately. DJ Head, Gina Views, and we out.